And folks, this is going to start haunting us. So what I want to talk about today is basically we're on the path through a recession. I'm going to show you all that those indicators next. Then we're also going to show, you know, that what happens during a recession, the last five recessions, what we had, what happens there. But unfortunately, there's a counteractive right now with the Federal Reserve, and I'm going to show you that the Federal Reserve is still raising rates. So without further ado, let's get into this, because today is going to be a big dilemma here for us to figure out what in the world is going on. So if you guys would, I ask you on a daily basis is when you come in, just let me know, hey, give me a thumbs up. Let me know where you're coming from, maybe what you do for a living, because I'd love to know where you're, what you guys do, that you're able to join me on here during the day. So I greatly appreciate it. So let's get over to it. So right now, here is what we have. This is where our national debt is, folks. I don't even know. That's trillion. Is this millions, billions, trillions? $31 trillion. And it is growing like leaps and bounds. So let's get over to this and see some other things that are happening in the news and our economy that I think we're going to... Let me have this explain it to you. So you guys see on a daily basis, this is what I see on my screens because I'm a mortgage advisor. So I need to know what's going on with bond markets and interest rates and everything. But right down here, this actually captivated my attention, and bottom drops out. LEI drops even deeper. And I'm like, what in the world is that? Well, this is the bad news for today, folks. The leading economic indicators, they're plummeting. And they're halfway to where we were back in 2020 when we basically shut down the whole world, the whole country. So this is where our manufacturing is right now. Do you see where we were up here just not too long ago in about a 1.25 growth in our economy, and now we're negative? So this is going to take a toll on the economy. What I expect to happen in all of this is basically this. Manufacturing is going to go away because people are going to buy less and less and less. Things are getting more and more expensive, especially even if we charge them. And then, so what that's going to do is the member of the Federal Reserve came out and said, we're going to hit you guys, and we're going to hit housing, and there's going to be pain in households. Well, they hit the households, and now they're hitting the household's income, because this is what we're starting to see with leading economic indicators. What this is telling us is basically the manufacturing industry right now in the U.S. is plummeting. Okay, durable goods sales, all sales of bigger products are basically going away. People are starting to cut back their spending. That's what the Federal Reserve wanted, but they're cutting back fast, quicker than we've ever seen ever. So this is all telling us exactly that. The economic calendar for today, this tells us too, the manufacturing numbers in the Philadelphia area. This is from the Philly Manufacturing Fed. It's down 31%. So we were at 20 something percent. I got to put my glasses on. Sorry. I know we're down 20%, 23%. The expectations were to pick up a little bit to be only down 19% or 19 ticks, and we're down 31. So this was a shock in the system today. Wall Street's starting to collapse off of that, as well as earnings. The earnings season is upon us, and you're going to start seeing earnings probably not right now being hit hard, but you're going to see earnings coming up here in the near future getting hit hard. So what we see there is right here. Sorry, I didn't put that on there. So what you're seeing right now is the Philly Fed manufacturing number is plummeted. It's off the charts down. Okay, so you have that, and you have leading economic indicators right here plummeting. That's not good news, folks, for the economy. Let's go over to the other piece of this puzzle. The other thing that signals a recession. So what they're saying in this article, and I'll put this down below in the description below, I'll leave this in here, is basically saying this is happening faster than anybody's ever realized. So there is most likely a recession right on the brink of where we are. Another thing that we monitor, what we used to monitor, is the yield curve. So what is the yield curve? Well, basically, here it is. If anybody that watches me on a daily basis, they know I love Mortgage News Daily. So here I use their charts for a lot of things. They also can give you the yield curve. So here's where the yield curve was last year, and here's where it is today. So how this yield curve should work is basically like this. If you want to invest your money for a short term, you're going to get little returns. Okay, you usually get, you know, maybe 1% or whatever. And then as this return goes out, if you want to tie up your money for 30 years, well, I want a much better yield on a 30-year you know, if I'm tying my money up for 30 years, I want that to be a much higher rate than if I were to tie up my money for 2 years. So the curve should actually go like this, you know, up and over like this. That's a normal yield curve. If you can figure out my arrow here, it's not this inverted means this number is higher than this number. And that's how it's not should be. They said it was kind of inverted last year, but the number was still, you know, lower on the front end and higher on the back end. This is a basically just a flip-flop of that. So what normally happens in a recession, so this is good news for out there for the home buyers, is during what happens to mortgage rates, or what happens to mortgage rates during a recession historically, do interest rates rise or fall during a recession? Well, normally interest rates usually fall. Well, how much? Well, I'm glad you asked that. They usually fall by 1.8%. Okay. So we have to take all this into context, because we have been in a market environment lately that had the Fed overstimulating the whole economy, driving mortgage rates to the lowest ever in history. So now, you know, we had the Federal Reserve pumping up rates quicker than they've ever done basically in history last year. And now everything is basically collapsing. So what is, you know, when this dust settles, what's going to happen? So my philosophy is behind this is, if you watch any of my videos yesterday or our live event, I expect mortgage rates to get in the high fives to low sixes. And then when the economy completely crashes, we might be back into the, you know, maybe the low fives, mid fives. Why I don't think we're going to see threes again is because think about it in most common sense. When's the last time? Okay. I've been in the mortgage business for 34 years. I've seen one time in my whole lifetime that mortgage rates at like under 3%. And that was in 2021. So those, it's an anomaly. Basically, the world shut down. So the Fed, they overstimulated and kept buying up the mortgage-backed securities market to make mortgage rates more affordable, and then thus made so many people buy into the housing market. So that's what we're seeing right now. So on this side of the equation, though, is we're seeing, you know, how will this now affect mortgages and the housing and the real estate? Well, let's continue to move over to this section here, because I did prep for today. And you're going to see here, right here, Compass CEO, home buyers now have accepted 6% interest rates. So I can confirm with that, because we probably are still averaging about 25 consultations a day, people calling us to get pre-approved. We were at a peak of about 60 days ago of about 35 to 40 a day. So we're down to about 20 right now, which is still really good. But it's tapered off. So a lot of people are just finally at the point where it's like, okay, let's do this. If we're going to buy a house, you know, we're unfortunately going to have to bite the bullet. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is some of the headlines that we see on CNBC right here. Compass CEO, home buyers have accepted 6% interest rates. Okay. So that's where I'm getting that caption from. Let's go over to here. One other thing that we want to talk about that's in mainstream media and everywhere today is the debt ceiling. What in the world, what's going to happen with the debt ceiling? So let me get you my take on this and give it for what it's worth, is you're going to see this all over the news, everywhere. So let's go back in time and say, okay, the last time that the government defaulted on their bills on a, you know, debt ceiling fight, what happened? Well, they paid them all. Okay, they paid them all. So what happened is they kicked the can, they deferred, they had piss and matches for about a month or two. People with the government lost their jobs, well, they got furloughed and so forth. But then after everything got settled, all back payments were made, all future payments were made, everybody was made whole, and the U.S. has never missed a payment. Okay, so that's why the dollar is still as strong as it is, because we have a country that's never defaulted on their debt. The unfortunate part is they just keep spending and spending and spending. We do not have a formula to say, okay, government, you can't spend over this amount of money. Well, part of this agreement, though, is putting in there that they have to make some kind of settlement. And it was kind of at the bottom of this section here. But, you know, we'll take this for what it's worth for right now. So let's get over to this, the headlines that we're seeing right now. In Barron's, we're seeing right through here, GOP plans raises the debt ceiling by only $1.5 trillion, cuts spending. So that's where everybody gets really ticked off, is they're like, why are you cutting my benefits? Well, guys, you got to start somewhere. I don't know about you guys, but when we start tightening up our belt at home, we get rid of cable, we get rid of this, we turn down our thermostats, we do everything we can because we cannot overspend. I'm not a proponent of credit cards and so forth, but I do use them, but that's what happens there. But in this, basically what they're saying, they're trying to propose a somewhat of a balanced budget here. It's not completely a balanced budget, but it's right here. It also caps the growth of the federal budget at 1% a year for the next decade. So it may at least puts a cap on something to say, guys, you can't keep spending like drunken sailors and keep kicking the can down the street and then wait for the next administration and you can blame them. So it's not political, guys. It's just, I don't care who's in office. They need to come up with a plan. Okay, so that's my context for today. The next thing, the last thing I want to do, and please, guys, if you would, if you come on in, I need you to ask a question. All right, even if it's like, hey, Dan, how you feeling today? I'll give you a thumbs up maybe. But as you guys, whoever is here, please let me know where you're coming from. Just type in, you know, whatever. If you don't want your name to show up, I won't show up your name. Let's get over to, so here's the last thing I want to go over. Based on all this information, it has not changed yet, the Federal Reserve, what they're going to do at their next meeting. So right now, the Fed is still expected by an 83% chance to raise the federal funds rate by another 0.25%. That's still baked into the cards here. But we're going to monitor this very closely because the labor, the leading economic numbers are crashing. And the headlines here is, the sharp drop in the March leading economic indicator adds to a string of declines that make the sharpest reversal on record outside of a recession. Okay, put that into context. This is the sharpest reversal in manufacturing, really, without a recession. So there's a recession here, folks, and we're coming here very soon. So let's get over to your questions. And I don't care what kind of questions you guys have. You can ask anything about, you know, stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, real estate, whatever you have. If I don't know, I'll just let you know I don't know, because it is not an issue to say, I'd rather you come to me and say, you know what, I don't know, than guess and come up with a wrong answer. So let's get over to your questions, folks. If you guys would too, let me know where you're coming from. Interesting enough, if the dollar value decreases, it also props up the U.S. companies that have big exposure in overseas. You're correct. I would love to know your take, Jun Kim, is if you think, so we have BRIC, it's the other countries trying to create a currency, and it's going to take a long time to do that. But China is, they have a mission to basically take over the world. So what they're trying to do right now is they're meeting with Russia. That is scary in itself. They're meeting with, what's BRIC? India, China, and I think Brazil is the other piece in there. And there's one other one, but they're actually, they're trying to get with all those companies and say, why don't we come up with our own currency that we can skip the dollar? Now, I know there's huge benefits of having, you know, the dollar is the world currency, especially with oil and energy. But now China and Russia and India and places like that, they're talking about using either the yen or the ruby, Indian ruby, if I said that right, in their trading. So that means they won't have to keep up as big a denominations of the dollar as they need, propping up the value of the dollar. A lot of countries don't like us also having complete control of, you know, the world currency because, for example, when we were at odds with Russia, we put sanctions on them and we hold their, you know, we say you can't, we're going to hold your cash. So those are areas that are really affecting the country. Also, if the U.S. dollar does not or loses its lackluster as being the world's currency, you're going to see the currency plummet in value. But it might happen. I don't think it might even happen in my lifetime. I hope not. But that is the buzz in the economy right now. So if you go to Wall Street, you go to any mainstream media stuff, you're going to hear the debt ceiling. You're going to hear leading economic indicators are really starting to crash. Recession is on its way and everything else. So thank you so much for the comment. And let's go to the next one. What do we got next here? Sasha, thank you. Oklahoma City. I think you're the first person we had in Oklahoma City. Love your photo. Is that, are you a realtor or anything, or you just have a really fancy photo? So I like your photo. So thank you for joining us today. The next one we got. Now, guys, I go through every one of these. So if you guys don't want your name up on the board, you know, just put in there, don't post or something like that, or put in there C for question. If you have a question, or Q, Q for question, C for question. Q for question, I'll know it's a question, I'll pop it up on the screen. If you don't want your information on the screen, I'll just, you know, put it down and say, okay, I'll just read the question. So whatever. My credit was pulled for a bond for a probate process. Will this affect my ability to buy a house later this year? Now, let me go through credit with you guys, because this is the one, this in income is probably the biggest area of concern for people. So let me first start by saying, when we pull your credit, when you get a hard credit pull, well, let's talk credit. So there's different credit scoring. There's a system called a Vantage Score. That's your free credit. If you go to Credit Sesame, Credit Karma, those free systems that you can pull your credit every day if you need to be, that isn't your real credit scores, okay? What that is called is your Vantage Score, all right? It's basically an educational tool. There might be some people or companies that use it, but not when it comes to getting a mortgage, a car loan, a credit card, or your insurance, okay? Those are the big four, and those use what's called your FICO score. So if you're out there looking for, you know, a house or something like that, please get your FICO score. Okay, I do have a website where you can order this thing. So we're going to start making this. If people need a home equity loan, we're going to actually start sending them this link so they can actually pull their own credit. But the good news behind a lot of this is, here, let me put it up on the screen here for you in a second. When you pull your own credit, for example, I don't know when this probate process started. I don't know if it was a hard pull or a soft pull. But the first thing I want you guys to understand is right through here, I created this website. I did it. It's creditscoresandmore.com. If you go down through here, you're going to see free credit scores. This gives you your Vantage Score, okay? And again, nobody really uses it. It gives you, it's a great educational tool. Let's click it. I'll show you. And again, I created this. It's going to go to Credit Sesame. If you don't have a Credit Sesame account, please sign up. It's free. There's no strings attached. It doesn't pull your hard credit or anything. It is phenomenal. It dinged me today because I bought something the other day using my credit card. And it dinged me today saying, hey, you lost 8 points on your credit score because I bought something on my credit. So this system is fantastic. Do not subscribe to any of the paid services that it has. Please just use the free system. It's fantastic. The other one here is what is your true credit score? So let's click that. It's going to show you my FICO. So your FICO score, what that is that's the real number that actually people use when you're getting a mortgage, car insurance, or credit cards. It's your FICO score. So if you want to really know your FICO score, you need to go to creditscoresandmore.com and choose this, and you'll get a discount. It's an affiliate page, so I might make a dollar if you use that system, but you're going to save probably 10 bucks, and you're going to click right here. Okay, it's your true credit score. But this one, if you don't have Credit Sesame, sign up for this thing. It's really cool and it's free. Okay. So that's that system. All right. So now let's start talking about what affects your credit scores. So if you pull your credit score on your own, like if you use the MyFICO system, your credit score is going to change not at all. Nothing, zero, nada. Okay. That's what happens is because you're pulling it on yourself is just trying to check your credit, follow up on your credit. You're not pulling credit to create, get credit or to apply for something where somebody else is pulling your credit. That's a hard credit pull. So that will affect your credit scores. How much? Probably about 3 to 5 points. That is it. So people freak out every day about, you know, don't pull my credit, because let me give you on my take of it. It costs me now, right now, every time somebody applies for a mortgage, it costs me almost $100 to pull your credit. And we probably have 10 to 20 cons. Well, we have 20 to 30 consultations a day. So we're probably pulling 10 to 15 credit reports a day, okay? A day. I don't want to pull your credit because it costs me way too much money. So if everybody went to MyFICO, pulled it and spent your 18 or 19 bucks and sent me your credit scores, it'd be kudos. We cannot use it, but because we have to have our own, we have to pull the credit through our own system. So it's tagged to me, not you guys, but those are the systems to use. So what you want to use is you want to find your MyFICO by going to creditscoresandmore.com, sign up for the free system too, because it's basically a no-brainer. And you want to follow your FICO score. And again, what started this was it is not going to, your how much it's going to affect your credit scores, maybe 3-4 points. That's it. So please don't freak out when people run your credit. Actually, most people don't want to run your credit, but we have to because it's an evil necessary. It's necessary when you're buying a home in our case. So great question. I can talk about credit all day long because so many people are completely confused when it comes to credit, which system to use and everything else. So thank you so much, Ty Yang, for for the question. Fantastic. Dan, is it true what is being said that the president is trying to raise rates for people putting less than 15 to 20% down so the mortgages will be more? So no, let me, there's a ton pack in that one. So thanks for coming on today, Brenda. The president has nothing to do with interest rates, nothing at all. No, and the Federal Reserve has really nothing to do with mortgage rates either. So what creates mortgage rates? Well, let me just go through what we do on a daily basis. So here, I'm going to give you a little lesson. And you probably see this every day, but it might just kind of go over your head. And I mean that in a good way. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Here's what we follow. Here's what determines mortgage rates. Now, it's called the MBS market, mortgage-backed security. That's MBS, okay? You can use the 6 coupon, the 5.5 coupon, the 5 coupon. They're all going to look relatively the same. I pull the coupon that's closest to where rates are today. Rates are about 6.5, so I go with the 6% coupon. This is saying the bond, the price of this bond is up because the price of it is 101.67, means the bond price is up 0.17. Okay. How this works is as the price of this bond goes up, yields or rates come down. So let me explain. Let me give you a little analogy of this. And then when we get back to it, let me explain what the Federal Reserve does, because they also do not control mortgage rates. So let's look at how bonds work. So I'm going to make this as simple as I can. How a bond works. And remember, we were talking the price of a mortgage-backed security. Let's say that mortgage-backed security bond next year is going to be worth $100. Okay, so it depends on what I pay for it today on how much my return on my investment or how much my yield is going to be on that bond. So let's say today I pay you $50. Okay, $50. I pay you 50 bucks today, you give me the bond. Next year I give you the bond back and you give me 100 bucks back because that's the face or coupon value of the bond. So I give you 50 bucks, you give me 100 bucks back. What's the yield? I doubled my money. My yield was 100%. Okay. So now let's say the price goes up. Okay. So in this case, I'm going to pay you 100 bucks just to make it as simple as I can. So I give you 100 bucks today. And remember that coupon's worth $100. So you give me 100 bucks back a year from now. That's not a very good investment because my return on my investment is zero. So see, when I paid you 50 bucks, a lower price, my yield was 100%. As I paid up, my yield dropped down to zero. So you can understand now how this works. This number, if it goes up, that means rates are coming down. So now what affects this? Well, what affects that is all kind of stuff. Okay, so normally what you see in a normal market is you'll see when the stock market is doing really well, bonds are doing terrible. Okay, because people are moving their money from bonds. Let's say, for example, you had $500 to invest. You can invest in stocks or bonds. Okay, you can even do a combination of the two, but let's just say you had to choose one. All right. Well, if the economy is in a really shitty position like it is today, manufacturing is down, the unemployment rate is starting to go up. Everybody's saying, well, everything's kind of crashing right now. Why would you buy stocks? Because you know the company, their earnings and everything, the economy's slowing down. So that company's probably going to have to start cutting costs and doing everything else. So you're not going to buy stocks because you know that company's earnings aren't going to come in as robust as they had over the last few years. So instead of keeping the money under my mattress where I don't get any interest or anything, I put it in, I don't even put it in the bank anymore. I actually had my mom move all her money to a CD today. But you want to move your money into a bond or a money market account or something like that where it'll be higher yields. So most people move, they have the option of buying up bonds or stocks. So they're not, but they're out of stocks because they know the market's going to go, tank here shortly and is in a pretty bad situation. So they're moving to safety. They move to safety, they move it over to the bond market. So the more people that are pushing their money into bonds, that's good because there's more activity into bonds. So there's more competition for that. So the prices of that bond should keep going up until they find an equilibrium because a lot of people want it. They keep buying, their price goes up and up and up. And if you were buying a commodity or like a car, for example, or something like that, that's how we get inflation. But when you're really pumping your money into the bond market, as the prices go up, yields come down, like we just explained. So that's why there's so many components when it comes to this that it's really hard to figure out. That's why on a daily basis, I go over the economic calendar. I see what the stock market's doing. I see what bond yields are doing. I want to see the employment numbers. I want to see what the money supply is doing. There's so much that I do behind the scenes you guys don't understand, but I want to come to you guys and say, here's what I think is going to happen with some certainty, not just throwing it up on the board or saying, hey, the world's crashing, you know, just sell everything and live under a rock for a month. You can't. So I'm trying to give you my knowledge and my experience basically for free online, just so you guys can use that when you're making decisions. So hopefully that was a long answer to that, but I apologize. Well, I don't apologize. Hopefully you learned something out of that. And that's why we're here. Let's see. How much time do you have after you have a hard credit pool to submit as many pre-approval applications without getting hit with multiple hard credit pools? I think that the time frame is approximately 45 days. So once somebody pulls, but here's what I'd ask you to do. June, I think I showed everybody how we do things. So why are you looking for multiple pre-approvals? The answer to that is probably, and I could, if I ask you a question on here, why would you want to get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 multiple pre-approvals? Okay, so I'll answer the question for you, but then I might have a solution for you. You want to do that because you want to first see if the bank will approve your loan, because there might be something funky with your loan. So let's address that first. Basically, in most cases, if somebody gets you approved, anybody can get you approved. Okay, so we all use the same system. So when you apply for a mortgage and you're looking for a house, we use two entities. It's Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or both of them. Those are two entities. You don't need to know the names of them. You don't need to know who they are, but everybody in the country who does mortgages, we know who they are. It doesn't matter if you go to me, Chase, Wells Fargo, Quicken, Rocket Mortgage, whatever. We all use this same platform. So we go to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, run your loan through there. So we'll put in your application in your credit report. Then they'll spit out and saying that loan is approved or it is not approved. Okay. If it's approved, you're good. Okay, but now what you have to do is you have to validate all that information. Okay, so validate the information. What I mean by that is you said I make 50 grand a year. Well, I need pay stubs and W-2s to support that. You say I have 10 grand in the bank for my down payment. Well, I need bank statements to prove that. So that's so our process then is we validate all the information that you put in. Okay, so the only thing that can cause issues at this point is what they call overlays. Now, what an overlay is, for example, let's say, and I use this analogy quite a bit, FHA, truly, they'll go down to a 500 credit score. They will. I challenge you today, if you have a 550 credit score, call 100 banks and then report back to me and let me know out of the 100, how many people even entertain taking your application. I would say 10, maybe. And that's being really optimistic. That's an overlay. Okay. So unless the lender you're using has overlays, you should not be concerned. Now it comes down to the rate. So you watched one of my videos. And if you didn't, watch my video from yesterday. I show you the platform we use. So what I am, I'm actually a federally chartered loan officer. I work at a bank, federally chartered bank. But we're also one of the country's largest brokerages. We do millions of dollars in volume each month, and I probably, of that, probably 99% of the Lowe's loans I broker out, okay? And the reason being is why? Well, we use a system that we have internally that we use. We're set up with, so I have the bank's products to offer you in the bank rates, and then I have about 87 other banks and lenders' products and rates I can use. Okay, so this system we use will go in, we plug in all your information, and it scans the whole country and says, this bank has the best rate in town for that specific criteria that you put in for that borrower. But it gives me everybody else's rates. So then we actually issue you, we're saying, okay, well, we can get you a loan at that bank, and it'd be the same or probably a better rate than you would if you were going there directly, because we use their wholesale division. So that's to answer your question in a roundabout way is you got 45 days, but please try to use our services if you want, and you'll be astonished. And you can click down below to schedule a consultation or even give us a call. All that information is down below in the description. So thank you so much. And I'm sorry for these lengthy attorney. Love your content. Listen, Ed, to your religiously when buying my house. Closed on the house I built in 2022. Locked my Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for still being on here and an attorney. It's kind of cool when you're coming on here to find out some knowledge about this, but it's exciting because there's days I come on here and my biggest concern is nobody shows up that I can at least try to help. And that's all that I'm doing here. It's just, you know, this isn't what I do for a living as YouTube. I actually do mortgages for a living, but my main passion is to get out to everybody and educate you guys on, because there's so much just bad information out there. But God bless you. Sasha is, you know, an attorney on top of everything. God bless you. Let's see. Do hard inquiries count a lot when running credit for a new home? Well, it'll basically count one time for 45 days, and you're probably going to have a 3 to 5% or point drop in your credit score. So getting back to that credit score question too, is just one last thing. Your credit scores can change every day. Okay. So let's say you have 20 credit cards, and it's not uncommon for people to have that. Depending on when that credit card pushes your data over to the credit agencies, whenever they do it, your credit score is going to change, because your balance is going to change, your payment's going to change, the month's going to change, and everything else. So it technically, your credit score can change every day. I had a young lady call me about a year or so ago, and she was livid that my credit report pool cost her 35 points. And I'm like, there is no way in the world that happened. So she sent me her credit report that she pulled. I compared it to mine, and she had a credit card. She actually got a new credit card, maxed it out on one purchase, and it just happened to report during those differences in time frames, and that's what it was. So I talked her off the ledge, but she was livid by, you know, everybody's so concerned about their credit, you know, pool and the hit and everything. Guys, just think of it this way. It's a necessary evil that you got to do. If you want to run a marathon, you got to jog and train. You know, you want to get a mortgage or you want to buy a house, you got to have your credit pulled. But I understand. But, you know, so many people call 10, 15, 20 different banks. I don't know what you're looking for. Because I showed you guys on a daily basis what we do for a living and how we do it. And it's going to ensure that you're going to get, we're at least covering 87 of the top lenders out there that you most likely would be calling in lieu of even calling us. So, but thank you so much for the question, Brenda. I appreciate you guys being here. Next question is, I think Brenda is asking that Biden administration recently announced about a mortgage redistribution plan to charge higher mortgage rates to cover the riskier, lower credit mortgage borrowers. No. Well, it wasn't him. It was actually FHFA. They're the ruling body or the governing body over mortgages and rates and so forth. What they did is they added some different buckets into these rate sheets. Let me see if I can find LLPAs. They're called LLPA matrix. So let me just show you guys what an LLPA matrix looks like. So for example, if you're on my side of the equation and you get a rate sheet, I don't even know whose rate sheet this is, but let's just go to this rate sheet. I just pulled it up online. Okay. So here, oh, what am I? I'm on, let me see if I can scroll down. Okay. So hopefully you can see this. Let me see if I can zoom it in. I cannot, because it just keeps changing pages. If you look at that, these are all the hits that somebody would get if they're buying a property. Now, this is just credit scores. So you can see every one of these. I know it's really tough to read. Let me see if I can get you another one. Some of these are really a little more in depth than other ones, but let's see. It's called LLPAs. Let me see if I can find a newer one. That's just that. Let me see what this one looks like. Trying to find something that's in Green Bay, but I just want to make a point. So hopefully you guys can see that. I can try to zoom it up a little bit. I lost it. Okay. So right here, let me see. I'm still trying to zoom it. Don't leave me, folks. I'm trying. That's the best I can get. So here, I'll go through here because I can see this a little bit. Your credit scores. These are adjustments for your credit scores. Okay. This is if you're cashing out, or this is if you're buying a house. These are all adjustments to your rate. Then it goes down through here and it says, if you don't want escrow, you want escrow, loan amounts. Then the next page gets over to, and I'll just explain them to you. Other parts of the the adjustments that they made was, now they added, if your debt ratio is over 40%, you're going to get a higher rate. If you know, there's different buckets, but here's basically what it starts at. Let's say the going rate today is 6. Okay, that's where, for a 740 credit score, 20% down buying a primary house. Okay, that's probably the best rate you can get, the best situation you can get into. So now let's say, for example, you're only going to put 10% down. Well, that raises your rate. Okay, so now let's say that house is a two-unit building or a condo, higher rate. Let's say your credit score is not 740, it's 720, higher rate. Let's say, for example, this is an investment property, higher rate. It's a condo, higher rate. So now you have, you know, a rate at 6% for somebody with 20% down, 740 buying their primary home. The rate could be 8% if it's, you have a 650 credit score, you're buying an investment property with minimum down, and it's a condo. The rate's terrible. So there's so many pieces of the puzzle. So it wasn't the Biden administration, kind of, and I wouldn't blame the Biden administration for this. It's just something in the works. So, you know, it's that most of these rate sheets that we look at now, everything is automated. So I share behind the screens, like yesterday I showed you guys what we do behind the scenes to find you guys the best rates. And I can go over that in a second. I just want to get through the rest of the questions. And if you guys want to stick with me, I'll show you how we go through about finding you the best rate in the country. Let's go. June, what you got there, buddy? I believe this new rule is starting May 1st. And as I was saying, anyone with a credit score above 680 will pay on average 40 extra months. That applies to new mortgages and refinance. Yep. And then there's also the debt ratio thing is absurd. You can change your debt ratio just by paying off a bill. So I get a lower rate if I pay off a bill. Well, I can just go back the next week and charge the bill back up again. It doesn't make any sense. So thanks for your input. The reason why I asked was because once a bank assesses the property, if they deem the property a lower value than the selling price, you have to come up with more cash. Yes. Unfortunately, yes. Great input there. June, what do you do, buddy? Are you in the mortgage business? That's why I was thinking about getting multiple pre-approvals. Well, let me go back to that. Thanks. Because once a bank assesses the property, if they deem the property. So, okay, I get what you're saying. So that normally, that doesn't hold true with any government sponsored loans or government backed loans. So for example, if you get a FHA or VA appraisal, that appraisal sticks with the house for 6 months. So anybody that goes to buy that house in the next 6 months has to use that appraisal. On conventional loans, the lender orders it. You can, in most cases, transfer it. So let's say you're working with one bank and now you reached out to me and I'm like, you know, I can avoid, they're charging you $3,000 at a 7% rate. My rate's 6.25% with no fees. Come on over. We'd love to help you. You can normally transfer your appraisal over to us. But you have to go with a completely brand new lender to get a new appraisal done. And that's usually, it'll be spendy in there. I'd love to review the appraisal first before you spend another $500, $600, $700 on another appraisal. Next thing is, really appreciate these live streams. Thanks, man. I'm not sure if I'm going to do them next week because I'm on here all the time. I do lives on Wednesdays. I do a report every morning. And there's some days where I have like 3 or 4 people coming on here. So I'll keep doing them as long as I can and everything else. So thank you there. And thank you for doing this for us. You betcha. I appreciate it. All I ask you guys is, as you come on, please give me a thumbs up. The more you communicate in the chats, the more the algorithms with YouTube help me get recognized. So I that's all I ask you guys to do in that equation. So next question, I am in the market to buy my first house, Bay Area, California. We would love to help you. So let me go over this with you guys. And it's going to take me just a minute to log into the system because I want to show you guys, for the new people out there that have not come on, have not seen me really much at all. And you want to see, you know, how can you assure that you're going to get me a really good rate? So let's get over to this. Bear with me a second. And I'm going to lose probably a lot of you guys, and that is not my intention. I want to show you behind the scenes with how we find you, or we scan the whole country to get you the best rate, or find what the best rate is out there. So let's go in. Log in. So let me open my screen. So here's what you're seeing behind the scenes, folks. Nobody sees this. Nobody. There is not one lender going to show you this. There's not one broker showing you this. And I don't know why. I have no problems because I want to show you guys what we do. Okay. So right here, here's how we scan the system. So right now I'm saying, you're coming to me saying, hey, I need this loan. So I want to find, my goal for you guys is I want to make sure we get you into the right program. And the reason for that is on a live stream last night, I had a young lady say, hey, Dan, I'm working with John on your team. Fantastic young man. He helped me tremendously. I'm like, on what? He said, she's like, he qualified me for a USDA loan. I didn't, one, didn't even know what a USDA loan was. Two, I didn't know I could qualify for it. And three, I got, it's a no money down, very small, limited PMI each month that I have to pay, and a fantastic rate. So she said, if I wouldn't have called you guys, I wouldn't even have known about this system. So that's why we show you these things behind the scenes. So let's get to it. We're going to go through here and say, okay, you're purchasing a house. Let's just go through that scenario I said. I got a young man buying a $500,000 house, or let's say it's a $450,000 home, putting 20% down, a FICO score 680. What else? They're a first time home buyer. They make $5,500 a month. They're in zip code 32366. Is that even one? No, that is not one. 32221. Yeah, that's Florida. Somewhere in Florida. And go through here and click some other things. And let's go. That should do it. So here's what's happening behind the scenes. Now, this thing is scanning the whole country, every bank that I'm associated with, and it'll pull up where their rates are. And again, remember, I can use this bank, I can use their rates, and I can use their guidelines. So let's see what this thing comes up with. Oh, do we have a bad internet connection? It'll take a minute, but it'll pop up. Here it is. So this one is saying right now, Resi Central, LLC, wholesale. You're going to notice every one of them says wholesale. Okay, it's because we deal on with millions and billions of loans volume, and so we get preferred rates and all kind of stuff from these lenders. So we have Resi Central, 11 Mortgage, PennyMac, Flagstar, American Financial, American Home, Resi Central, whatever that is, American Financial, Angel Oak, Next Bank. See how it goes on? This is the same person. This is the same criteria loan. So if you didn't call Resi Central and you called, let's see who you might have called. Yeah, you might have called Rocket. Let's see if Rocket's in here somewhere. Fairway, Florida Capital, Florida. I don't even see them in here. The rate's not even on the board. That's not good news. But if you didn't call Resi Central, this bank right now has the best rate in the country. You probably can't go through that because you can't deal as an individual. You can't go through their wholesale division. So you use us to do that and facilitate this to put it in place for you. That's what we do. So again, if I walk you through that process of we pull your credit, we run your loan through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, then we price it out for you. And when I say price, I mean, you know, find your interest rate. That's what we do behind the scenes, folks. So it's scanning over 85 different lenders throughout the whole country. You can't do this on your own. It's a full-time job. So that's what we do behind the scenes, and I have no problem showing you guys that. Yesterday, people were applauding me because they're like, hey, we greatly appreciate your transparency. Got nothing to hide, folks. Next one is just joined. Did the rates go up today? They did not. They actually, let's see what the MBSs are doing. I don't want to use that. Let's go over to this one. And dismiss. Yes. Let's go over to see what, let's just look and see what the MBS market's doing, because rates, it's hard to pull up rates. So we got the MBS market up 17 to 20. So we're probably going to see a reduction in rates of about 0.07, 0.08 from where they were, you know, yesterday or the day before. But then yesterday we picked up 0.11. So we're probably back to where we were on Monday or Tuesday. So it's all over the map. But yeah. But again, that's where it's hard. You can't really quote. Rate went up from 6.27 to 6.39, according to Fannie Mae. But again, this is an average of something. So if, like, I use Mortgage News Daily all the time. Let me see if I can pull them up. And I use Mortgage News Daily, which is right here. And I go to mortgage rates. What's today's rate? There it is. But what is that? Is that your rate? Is that the rate you're going to get? No. No. There is no such thing as just one 30-year fixed rate. When we were going through all these denominations, there's 13, 14, 15 different add-ons or adjustments to your rate. This rate here is basically somebody buying their primary home, 740 credit score, 20% down. It's their primary home in a single family residency. That is the best kind of scenario you can come up with. So that's what, they did adjust their rates. They are down 0.08. Remember I said you were probably seeing an adjustment of 0.07 or 0.8 down. So that they did, Mortgage News Daily has adjusted their rates for today. But that's why you can't go off of this and say, well, how come I didn't get 6.67? Because that's probably not the criteria of your loan. And what Mortgage News Daily does on a daily basis, they survey mortgage lenders all over the country and get an average. Kind of just like you saw over here. Did I close it out? Let me see. Just like I was showing you on how we price your loans, how there was, I had one criteria of a loan, but then we had all these different results. Let me pull that back up for you right here. So it's the same criteria for this customer. And here it is right here. Somebody buying a house, 680 credit score, putting 20% down, 30-day lock, blah, 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 blah. Look, the rate. I don't know what that says. I got to put my glasses on. 6.49, 6.5, 6.5, 6.5. But it's the same rate. But what you got to do is look over here. So now here's where we're talking. So when people say, hey, what, do I have to pay points or whatever? Here's how that works. So for example, if we went to Resi Central, you get 6.49, you get a $13 rebate check back. Okay. However, if we went to 11 Mortgage, you get 6.5, you'd have to pay $222 in points. Well, if you went to PennyMac, well, you'd have to say you'd get 6.5, you'd have to pay $822 in fees. We go down here. This is where it gets really nuts. And I see these every day. You go down through here and this one down through here, let's see, is Carrington Mortgage. 6.5, you'd have to pay $4,773 for the same thing. So you tell me, which one here would you pick? Well, I would choose this for you if you want. So this is what we can do on your consultation. Which rate do you want? You want to choose from 15 different lenders. Let's do it right here. You don't have to make any phone calls. You want Resi? You want 11? You want PennyMac? You want Flagstar? Which one you want? You want to pay $1,200 or you want to get it for free? You choose. So that's what we do. Okay. So let's keep moving through. You guys are fantastic today. I don't know what you meant by June. What do you mean by Mac? Let me know on that one, please, buddy. Let's see. The next one is 10-6 ARM better option for first-time homebuyers under current conditions. No. And here I'm going to show you why. So let's get over to the rate sheets. You remember when I was talking about, you might not have been here, and I don't blame you for that. Let's look at, let me see here. I'm going to put up the yield curve. It should be right. There it is. Okay, so what you're seeing right here, Kumar, is here's rates. This is the yield curve. So when you hear people saying there's an inverted yield curve, what does it mean? Well, what it means is on the short end, on the two-month, the rate is 4.2, okay, for a two-month whatever. Then you go out 30 years, what's the rate? 3.7. So rates on 30-year mortgages are lower than short-term mortgages. That can be proven right here, most likely. 30-year fixed, 6.67. The ARM, 6.8. It's a higher rate than the 30-year fixed because of the inverted yield curve. So hopefully that makes sense. But if you can find somebody that's giving you a much, much better rate on an ARM, God bless you. And then last but not least, thoughts about new construction such as D.R. Horton. I'm not going on there because I don't want a defamatory thing, but I don't know of anything bad about D.R. Horton. A lot of the new construction right now, their lenders are doing fantastic. Last year, they were hosing everybody. This year, most of the builders' lenders are doing fantastic job. But those are the ones where, maybe get a quote from the builder's lender and then reach out to us and we can compare that and let you know, is there anything really out there better for you? How we do that is we have on our website, therateupdate.com. All you need to do is just click in here, loan estimate. So what happens is when you apply for a loan, the bank has to give you a loan estimate within like three to four business days of pulling your credit. Please just do yourself a favor. Don't call 100 places or whatever. Just upload it into here. Let us do the work for you. Click the loan estimate. You're going to plug in the information. The biggest thing here is let us know how you want us to reach back to you. Some people don't want us calling. They think it's going to be a hard pressure sales and so forth. But if you don't want us calling, we'll just email you the quote or we'll text it to you. All you need to do is upload your loan estimate in here. Tell us how you want to be contacted. downloaded into this spot here and it's off to us. It usually comes to me or Alan. He's my business partner. And we'll get back with you in video form to show you what we can or cannot do. And if that quote that you're getting is basically best in market. So that should, if you guys don't have any other questions, you guys were a fantastic bunch today. I almost didn't do the video because I'm like, hey, I hope nobody, you know, hope somebody's going to be here. But you guys have been asking me questions the whole time. So I'll let it go for another minute or two. If you guys have any last ditch messages you want to send, please send them. If you're just on here before you go, all I ask you to do is just give us a thumbs up. It helped, like I said, it helps the algorithms help us get found. And my whole goal is just to reach out to more and more people to educate them on the financing, especially if you're looking to buy the first house you ever bought, because it's going to be one of the biggest investments you ever made. So don't mess that up. So thank you again for watching today, folks. I will see you tomorrow bright and early. I will not. I take that back. I got an eye doctor's appointment in the morning. I have to have surgery on my left eye, and they're not doing it tomorrow. They're doing a consultation thing, and it's going to be kind of an all-day ordeal. So say a prayer for me if you don't mind, but I'll be back next week. Bright and shiny, and to get back with you guys and answer all the questions that you have. So I can't appreciate it so much that you guys are joining me today. God bless and have a fantastic